Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Faith Enhancing Virtues. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 2 Peter 1:5 8. 2 Peter 1:5 8 reads, "And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." I have just read from the New English Translation. Sandy had been a believer for many years, but her knowledge of God didn't seem to be fruitful in her life. She was still sickly like all her unbeliever relatives, still living a life of fear like them, and still miserable from demonic assaults like them. Even though Sandy knew the Lord, her knowledge of God was not fruitful in her life, because after attempting to add virtue to her faith, she didn't add knowledge, but stopped at the point of virtue. Unfortunately, because she didn't add knowledge to her faith, she was a very ignorant, shallow-minded believer who criticized other believers who sought to add knowledge. She didn't have depth in spiritual understanding, even though she thought she did. We see in today's Bible verse that it is if we add virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity to our faith that our knowledge of God would be fruitful. Many believers have lived fruitless lives because they did not strive towards maturity in their walk with the Lord. Adding the aforementioned virtues to your faith has to be intentional and deliberate. That's why there is a need for us to be told in today's verses. A time would come that you will have to determine to be good and kind to even people who don't deserve it because you want to add goodness, virtue, to your faith. A time would come that you would determine to download sermons, buy books, and read them, etc., because you want to add knowledge to your faith. A time would come that because you want to train yourself in the virtue of temperance, self-control, you will set regular schedules of fasting and prayer. A time would come because you want to excel in the virtue of patience, you would determine for a season to stop asking God for pressing needs, but to only give thanks and patiently wait for Him. A time would come that you would determine to talk less and be more committed to keeping your word because you want to excel in the virtue of godliness. A time would come that you would plan the needs of your Christian brethren into your budget because you want to excel in the virtue of brotherly kindness. A time would come that you would budget for giving to the less privileged, the orphans, the widows, etc., because you want to excel in the virtue of charity. That's how to be deliberate in adding these virtues to your faith. The Lord is telling us today that if we add these virtues to our faith, they would make us neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. See 2 Peter 1:8. Go into today determined to consciously add these virtues to your faith. They are like fertilizer that ensures the fruitfulness of your faith. Prayer. Lord, help me to consciously add these virtues to my faith and live a fruitful life. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs chapters 8 to 9. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Proverbs chapters 8 to 9.
Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the highest point along the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand beside the gate leading into the city. At the entrance, she cries aloud.
To you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to all humankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, set your hearts on it. Listen, for I have trustworthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are upright to those who have found knowledge. Choose my instruction instead of silver. Knowledge rather than choice gold. for wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have insight. I have power. By me kings reign, and rulers issue decrees that are just. By me princes govern, and nobles, all who rule on earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing a rich inheritance on those who love me and making their treasuries full. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works. Before his deeds of old, I was formed long ages ago, at the very beginning when the world came to be. When there were no oceans, I was given birth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled in place. Before the hills, I was given birth. Before he made the world or its fields or any of the dust of the earth. I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary so the waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was constantly at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world, and delighting in humankind. Now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. Blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord. But those who fail to find me harm themselves. All who hate me love death.
Wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servants, and she calls from the highest point of the city.
Let all who are simple come to my house.
To those who have no sense, she says,
come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and you will live. Walk in the way of insight.
Whoever corrects a mocker invites insults. Whoever rebukes the wicked incurs abuse. Do not rebuke mockers, or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise, and they will love you. Instruct the wise, and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous, and they will add to their learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through wisdom your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. Folly is an unruly woman. She is simple and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house, on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way.
Let all who are simple come to my house.
To those who have no sense, she says,
stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious.
But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are deep in the realm of the dead.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.